good-looking young man wrote me last week. He's hooked on this nigga. Hooked on this nigga. Young man. And he don't take him out to buy him no damn Chinese damn Kung Pao chicken with that damn special sweet and sour sesame sauce on now. Sesame sauce on now. He don't even get a son bitch no chopstick to pick up that damn that fried rice and shit. He don't even buy him no damn Happy Meal, no damn Wendy's damn Frosty.
Damn Frosty.
All he do, pull his eggs out and put his dick in his butt. All he do, fuck him all in his ass and bend him over things. No damn Wendy's damn Frosty and put his dick in his butt. He don't even get a some bitch no chopstick. Pull his eggs out. All fuck him all around the living room on different type of furniture and shit. Kung Pao chicken with that damn special sweet and sour sesame sauce. Put his dick in his butt. Then tell him have a nice day. No damn Happy Meal. See you next time. Have mercy.
Woo! Beautiful goddamn fucking cock.
Double rainbow all the way across the sky.
Snicker cone.
Gaping hole.
I want to see my asshole.
It's like I'm walking on sunshine.
Yes, Timothy James Henson back here with you to kick off a brand new week of programs. Thank you so much for joining me. Got a great program for you. I hope I sound okay. I just reset up my whole system here. You know, I moved this past weekend, which was one giant clusterfuck. Now, let me explain what happened here. There are a couple things going wrong in my life. First of all, I realized as I was packing up my basement, you know, my studio and all my belongings, is that my dogs piss on everything. They if they're able to lift their leg on it, they're doing it. Everything's ungodly. Everything smells like piss, like old piss, basically. And the thing is, you know, when I have my subwoofer, for instance, on the floor, and I don't typically look at my subwoofer every day. I don't sniff my subwoofer, so I didn't realize that my goddamn dogs were pissing on this shit. Just everything. How do you make them? It's one dog in particular. It's Willie, and he squirts. First of all, he's got an issue. I think he might need to get on puppy Prozac or something. If you are a dog vet or someone who is good with animals, let me know what the hell's going on here. Because he every time you yell at him or you look at him funny or you startle him or pick him up, a little bit of piss dribbles out. Also, when I take him out to go pee, it's not like he lifts his leg and there's like a continuous stream of piss. It's like it's like a shot of piss. And then he moves on to another thing, another shot of piss. You can never get him completely drained. I don't know what to do. Look, I mean, I've got two of them, and one of them isn't as defective as the pisser. So, you know, if something should happen to him, I've still got my backup. So I don't know what to do. I'm thinking he might need to get on some sort of pill. Basically, I want to drug my dog so he doesn't bother me. The other thing that is annoying the fuck out of me is SuperFreakSideshow.com is down. There's some technical issues. I don't know how long it's been down for. Goddamn website. You know, having a website is like having a baby. You've got to constantly be on top of this shit. This past weekend, you know, like I mentioned, I was moving. Didn't have a lot of time to devote to, you know, watching this goddamn thing. And the second I take my eyes off of it, the whole fucking thing goes down. So hopefully, by the time the show is posted, everything will be normal. It's going to be a short program today because I don't know if you'll be able to hear this. Quite frankly, I don't know if he'd want to. All right, moving on. I've got some great audio today. This was sent in by Jared. Oh, the other thing that's pissing me off is because of what Jared sent me. Now, I had an idea years ago for something that I called the Cunny. And what the Cunny was a little small, like flat type of cup that ladies could insert down the front of their pants to hide their embarrassing camel toe. Well, some A1 class snatch twat stole my idea, and now she's calling it the smooth groove.
A few years ago, I was getting ready to go out, and I was wearing these trousers, these white trousers I have on now, and I just happened to catch a glimpse of myself in the mirror before I left the room, and thought, oh no, I can't possibly wear those. What women said to me was, even the women who hadn't experienced camel toe themselves either knew of somebody who had or had noticed it in other people, and the women who had experienced,
even if you've never experienced camel toe yourself, you probably know someone who has. Camel toe, the silent killer. What the fuck is she talking about? It's not that big of a deal. Stop wearing tight pants like that.
Camel toe, what they really wanted was something, first of all, that wasn't a disposable product, because that would remind them too much of sanitary products.
A sanitary pad. Blue, white, blue, white. Okay.
They wanted something that felt comfortable. A lot of thought and design has gone into the smooth groove. It's made from a medical-grade polymer because of the intimate nature of its use.
Won't get your pussy stink all over it.
And the polymer also contains an antibacterial agent, which means it's hygienic. The smooth groove is held in place by the bending pair of trousers that cause camel toe. So it has a rigid middle, which prevents the trousers from riding up, and a softer outside, which makes it comfortable. The thing about camel toe is that it can affect any woman, irrespective of size or weight or whether or not
she... This isn't AIDS. What the fuck is she talking about? The thing about camel toe is it can affect anyone.
She's had children or her age. And what smooth groove does is it gives you that little bit of extra confidence.
Right. The smoothing of the cunt, thanks to smooth groove. Real quick, I've got a short clip here. This was sent in by DV listener TJ. This will sort of clear the palate from all that cunt audio. Here we go. This is TJ taking a shit. Oh. That is definitely, I would say, a type 6. And the reason I'm going to say that is, although it sounds liquidy, there's definitely some shit nuggets in there. Shit nugget. No.
There's my morning dump.
Thank you very much, TJ.
It's the morning dump.
Can't believe I wasted time on that production piece. Hey, moving on, I have got a clip here from the local news. Apparently there is a new restaurant opening with huge TNB overtones.
A new restaurant in Waco is creating some major buzz. I don't know about the restaurant or the right. menu, but the name certainly is.
Yeah, and when you hear it, you're either totally offended or you think it's genius.
Our
sports Dion Anglin hit the road today and has the details.
What are those crazy black people up to now?
Hot, juicy burgers. Crispy, tossed, and fried. But get this. The name of this new Waco spot is quite the surprise.
Fat Hole Burgers.
Fat Hole Burgers.
Really? Seriously? Fat Hole?
And everybody's like, oh, we're coming there for lunch and stuff, so there should be a lot of people coming today.
Yes, all of the patrons and all of the workers, by the way, do happen to be black. This is like where everyone would go after searching for the leprechaun in Mobile.
Me at the Fat Hole? Yeah.
Uh-huh, that's right. Fat, as in hefty. Ho, as in, the garden tool?
No, I don't think so.
Or maybe not.
Yeah.
It's not they call people a ho, it's just that they say, ooh, that ho is big, or, ooh, look at that ho, it's tight.
The owner.
That's the owner speaking. Very professional. It's not that I call people hoes. It's just I point out hoes when I see them. Like, damn, that ho's got a big fat ass. You know, I say it behind their backs, not to their face.
It's not they call people a hoe. It's just that they say, ooh, that hoe is big, or ooh, look at that hoe, it's tight.
The owner, 23-year-old Lakita Evans.
And I got to say, this restaurant, I'm going to post a link on the show notes today, or on my Twitter feed, so you can actually see what this restaurant. First of all, the sign is like paper, you know, the sign for the restaurant above the door. And then inside, they really haven't done any work. I don't know if this was a warehouse before they purchased it or what, but it's very sparse. There's just some tables.
It's not they call people a hoe. It's just that they say, ooh, that hoe is big, or ooh, look at that hoe, it's tight.
The owner, 23-year-old Lakita Evans, who worked her way through college to get here, says the name is mostly a bit of humor in an otherwise serious world around us.
Look what's going on over there in Japan. I mean, it's quite clear to us that this world's not going to get any.
It is quite horror.
Better. I mean, why cry and be depressed, you know, and say, oh, the economy's bad and yada, yada, yada.
Why worry about those people in Japan when you can sink your teeth into a fat hoe?
You know, somebody got to keep a sense of humor around here.
Number one, please.
For now, that means pimpin' grilled favorites for a lunch crowd that's spilling out the front door. But everybody is not laughing.
And one of their closest neighboring businesses, just around the corner.
Oh, no.
The Gospel Cafe and Bookstore.
Folks here at the volunteer-run religious cafe wish the burger joint were a little more holy.
I wish they would have had a more sensitive name. That
shut up,
would have been nice to,
bitch.
You know, to think a little more sensitively.
What are you gonna have? You know, I got the sloppy hoe brisket.
The super duper.
The sloppy hoe brisket.
Fly hoe with cheese.
Oh, by the way, the burger reviews are pretty good, and that name.
It's 2011. Anything's possible.
In Waco, Dion Anglin. Fox 4 News.
There you go. Thank you very much, Dion. A couple more short pieces of audio, and then we'll move along. First up, here is a cute baby.
Pocket.
What?
Pocket.
I love that the baby was about to cry, and then she just said,
pocket.
Yeah, fuck it. I'm not gonna waste the tears.
Pocket.
All right.
No more. We don't say that anymore, okay?
Fuck you.
Fuck it.
Ellie. No.
Fuck it.
I like Ellie. She's a future Distorted View listener. Ting! Finally, before we get into the news, you all remember the Fat Man, of course. He's back. He's out of retirement. I haven't really found any good audio from him yet, although his dad was featured. And you may remember one of my favorite Fat Man videos of all time was when Fat Man's father was yelling at him, and the camera picked it up. Well, now the Fat Man's dad wants to be a star. Here he is singing a song.
Burgers and fries and cherry pies. It was simple and good back then. Walking in the sand, hand in hand, never thinking that it could end. Making our love with the moon above at the drive-in picture show.
God.
It was burgers and fries and cherry pies in a world we used to know.
A star is aborted.
Well, I'm still the same old me. That's all I'll ever be. And I'd like to think
go back to yelling at Chris. That's really where you shined. All right, and with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted up, bugged up news right now.
Burgers and fries and cherry pies. It were simple and good back then.
Shut up. Not a member of the Distorted View Sideshow? Sign up right now. Help support the program. I'd really appreciate your charity. You get full access to the entire archive of programs. We've done 1,300 shows plus now. Plus, every week we do extended shows, exclusive shows. I try to do video casts and weekend programs for you as well. Sign up right now, superfreaksideshow.com. All right, three quick stories, and then we'll get the hell out of here. First up, have you ever used Pledge, Windex, or a Glade air freshener? If so, you're supporting a pedophile. So now what's your excuse for not signing up for the sideshow, huh? I don't touch children. I just talk about touching children. There's a big difference. No, I guess. I don't know. The billionaire heir of the S.C. Johnson fortune, a firm that calls itself a family company, is accused of sexually molesting his 15-year-old stepdaughter for years. Samuel Curtis Johnson III. That's the S.C. in S.C. Johnson, whose family has owned the cleanser manufacturer for five generations, is indicted on charges of repeated sexual assault on a child. The charge carries a maximum prison term of 40 years and a $100,000 penalty. Johnson, 55, did not enter a plea during a court appearance Thursday, but immediately paid a $500,000 bond. That's chicken shit money for him. He was released, forced to surrender his passport, and banned from leaving the state or being in proximity to the girl. The complaint alleges that Johnson had inappropriate sexual content with his now 15-year-old stepdaughter. This all went down in his woodshed, where Mr. S.C. Johnson accidentally spilled some paint on the girl.
Now, I'm going to take a picture to remember the day we spilled the paint.
I don't really want to.
Oh, it's okay, Jake. All the other boys do it. Look.
What? That is a huge red flag there. Either that or Mr. Mack is just an extremely careless painter. I mean, what are the odds? He spilled paint on every single one of the kids in daycare.
I don't really want to.
Oh, it's okay, Jake. All the other boys do it. Look.
Mm. He had pictures of all the boys in daycare, and they were all naked.
Whoa.
But that wasn't the worst.
There, now I'll help you clean up.
So, like, what I learned from this clip is if you want to be a pedophile, you have to talk real slow. You know, drag out all your words. No, Jake, this is perfectly normal. Now lay on your back so I can oil you up.
Here's the part that's hard to talk about. Mr. Mack touched my penis, and, well, I was so surprised, I didn't know what to do. I mean, it didn't hurt or feel bad.
All right, right there. Right there! He says, it doesn't feel bad. Queer.
But it made me so confused.
There, that feels good, doesn't it?
It didn't feel good. It felt gross.
Then he says it feels gross. How can it not feel bad, but feel gross?
I always thought I know what to do in a tough spot, but...
Just sit back and relax. Enjoy the ride. Let Mr. Mack do all the work. All right, let's continue on with the story here. Mr. S.C. Johnson III is accused of molesting his 15-year-old stepdaughter 15 to 20 times, beginning this summer between 6th and 7th grade. Oh, so this started well before she was 15. The girl describes her stepfather as very sexual, telling police he was a sex addict and had a touching problem. It only became a problem when you went to authorities, you stupid bitch. All right, yes, he has a touching problem. The girl says Johnson would enter her bedroom at night and fondle her breasts, her buttocks, and her vaginal area. According to the documents, the girl told investigators that Johnson used his mouth to molest her, exposing himself through his pajama pants and frequently asking her for intercourse. According to court documents, the girl told her mom about the abuse in November in an effort to protect her younger sister. When Johnson's wife confronted him with the allegation, he immediately confessed to her. Johnson recently resigned from Diversey Inc., a cleaning products company spun off from family-owned S.C. Johnson in the 1990s. Johnson's brother is the CEO of S.C. Johnson, which manufactures household cleaning products like Fantastic, Windex, and Drano. Johnson is estimated to be worth $2.2 billion and is ranked 595th on Forbes' billionaire list. So there you go. Second story we have for you today. This one comes from Houston, Texas. A deaf man has been accused of biting off a part of another deaf man's ear. What the fuck would the deaf guy care about that? He used the ear to begin with. Devon Stewart, 26, has been charged with aggravated assault and escape while under arrest. Houston police said Stewart was attending a party at a deaf friend's apartment on February 21st. How great would it be to live next to a deaf person, you know, in an apartment? You never have to worry about loud music being played during these parties or anything. All right, Stewart, who can speak if needed, such a weird way of saying that. You know, you could just say Stewart can speak. The other man communicates through sign language. They got into an argument because Stewart interrupted the other man. How in the hell did that go down? The sign language, they were both signing at the same time. The man tried to get Stewart, who appeared to be intoxicated, to calm down. The man ended up pouring a bottle of malt liquor on Stewart to try to get him to pay attention. The man tried to escort Stewart out of the apartment. Stewart pushed the man's girlfriend, and Stewart and the man got into a physical fight. During the fight, Stewart bit off part of the man's ear. Stewart then fled on foot with the ear still in his mouth like a dog, but was hit by a Dodge Durango. You didn't hear it coming. Stewart was taken to Memorial Hermann Hospital Southwest. Whew, that was a mouthful. Memorial Hermann's Hospital Southwest, whew, for treatment of a leg injury. While at the hospital, Stewart told police that his name was Tyrone Banks. Charges were filed against him under the fake name, and he was handcuffed to a wheelchair while he waited to get an X-ray. Police said that Stewart managed to escape while he was waiting in line for the X-ray. The victim told police that Stewart had given them a fake name. He gave them Stewart's real name, and they confirmed it through mugshots taken during previous arrests. Stewart was arrested and booked into the Harris County Jail with bond set at $60,000. So, this guy, I love that he has a rap sheet already. His mugshot was on file.
I didn't do it. I didn't do it.
Meanwhile, there's like a fucking ear hanging out of his mouth.
You never get me alive.
All right, final story we have for you today. My deaf impression sounds a lot like my retard impression, actually. All right, yes, final story we have for you today. This is a short one. A 31-year-old man under the influence of bath salts. What a pussy-ass fucking drug. High on bath salts. Broke into a home in East Hanover Township and later damaged two cars, including a marked state police cruiser, because he thought he was being chased by... I'm sorry. I just read what he was being chased by. I'm sorry. I missed that the first time I read the story. All right, yes, let me start over. A 31-year-old man under the influence of bath salts broke into a home in East Hanover Township and later damaged two cars, including a marked state police cruiser. Why, you ask? Because he thought he was being chased by electricity. Uh-huh. Seth Thomas Sanders ditched his car along State Route 22 near Gravel Hill Road and began running around 1 a.m. because he thought it was melting and electricity was following him. What? Oh, maybe his car? What? He began running around 1 a.m. because he thought it was melting. I don't know what was melting. Him, himself, outside, his car. And apparently electricity was following him. In fleeing, he broke into a house, was chased out by a homeowner, then broke into a garage before running down State Route 22 and jumping onto the hood of two cars. He was arrested by a state trooper inside the second car he damaged. It was a marked state police cruiser. Burglary, disorderly conduct, and other charges were filed against Sanders. So there you go. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Monday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. All right, freaks, speak to me, please.
Hello, Timothy. This is Peter from Wisconsin.
Hi, Peter. Peter, pumpkin eater.
For years now. Just listening to an episode, you're talking about some churchy shit. That prompted me to call you. But you'd appreciate the fact that I make stained glass church windows all day listening to you.
Huh.
And I really enjoy the shit that you do.
Could you make a stained glass window with like a picture of the Distorted View logo in it? That would be really cool. And then send it to me for free. That'd be great. Or maybe Bunny Crush, the DB tranny.
Okay, that's about it. One last thing. What do a Catholic priest and Acme have in common?
What?
They both start coming on your face when you're about 12. All right, we'll talk to you.
Not a bad joke. I like that one.
Hey, Tim. Lifetime Lady Freak Red Menace here. I know this is out of the blue, but I remember you asked once who all has ever masturbated to your Sex Task Tuesday stories.
Right.
I have, like, several occasions. I don't even remember which stories they were.
Wow.
Because it's not the stories that get me off. It's your sexy, sexy voice. Love you, Tim. Bye.
I am flattered, but I think that was a load of bullshit. Next time, tape yourself masturbating, please. Thank you.
Hey, Tim, Such Member Kenny here.
Kenny!
So, I wake up this morning, and as with most mornings, I decide to start the day off listening to your beautiful voice. Listening to some older episodes, and the past Tuesday, and you're starting. I'm pouring my cereal out, getting ready to eat, and I realize you're reading the Cheerio Rape one, obviously. A while
Perfect.
Ago, where the 12-year-old gets raped by Cheerios.
That's right.
And I look down, and of course, I'm eating chocolate Cheerios. And that was especially
seven?
Delicious when you got to the part
chocolate
about it raping
Cheerios.
Kind of. But anyways, I just kind of looked down and shrugged, and I kept eating them while I was...
That a boy. A true freak.
Hey, Timmy Boo, it's Jesse. Just calling to let you
Hi,
know
Chesty.
That today is my birthday.
Happy B-Day.
It is March 13th, which means that right now it is April 26th in Disturbed View Land. I wanted to call in and say hi. And also, this might be a long shot, but I would like to request a clip. It's the one where the bitch is being is sucking this guy's cock, this black guy's cock, and she keeps saying, black cock, or like... nigger cock, and then she gives some glorious professional cock gag noises.
Hmm.
It's just terrific. That would make my life. Either that or the episode where you first played it would be much enjoyed by
I don't remember that clip. I'm sorry. I'm sure I did play it, but how about instead Pastor Manning wishes you a happy birthday.
Happy birthday, long-legged Mac Daddy. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, long-legged Mac Daddy. Happy birthday to you. How old are you, long-legged Mac Daddy? How old are you, long-legged Mac Daddy? How old are you, long-legged Mac Daddy? How old is long-legged Mac Daddy?
Very nice. Thank you, Pastor Manning.
Hey, Timmy Boo. This is Violet from Salt Lake.
Hi, Violet.
A returning Sideshow member
You're
after
Violet,
long
Violet.
Absence. It's a long, glorious story, trust me. But it's good to know, even though the intro has changed, you still pronounce words like a retard. I'm glad to be back. You have the great work, Timmy. Thank you.
Well, we've missed you. Welcome back to the Freakdom.
Oh, Tim, it's Manly Masochist here. And I had a couple questions. And I forgot them, but I'll remember. The first question, this is now out of order, but the first question was, what time do you typically record your show?
In the morning.
You know, like 1 a.m. or 2 a.m.
I used to do it really late. Like, I used to do it at that time. Like, I'd start maybe at midnight or 2 a.m. or something. And now I've switched it many times, but... Now I start usually around 10 in the morning.
Yo, Tim. It's Smiley from Illinois.
Hi.
I was just sitting here watching the news. Big tragedy over in Japan. I'm sure you may have heard something about it. The tsunami and all.
Oh, right.
Anyhow, I was just sitting here thinking about how, you know, we could help these people.
What?
I'm sure there's going to be a huge rebuilding effort. And I imagine there's going to be quite the increase in Bukkake videos coming out of there.
Everyone purchase Bukkake film, support the Japanese people.
Tim, you crazy motherfucker. Sorry, Ed. You're crazy, though.
Okay.
And you're a terrible cherry. This is Rob from Texas.
Hi, Rob.
And you will never fucking guess what I found at a random convenience store in the middle of nowhere, West Texas. Pepsi Mountain Dew throwback. They still have it.
Yes, and now it's a permanent fixture. I don't know if you've heard of it. This guy probably called in a few weeks ago, but Pepsi made it official. Pepsi throwback is going to be a permanent item. Very cool.
What it do, Jimmy Boo? Substitute behavior out in Cali. Someone was asking about that Jesus love song, the... You know, the good one. Anyway, it's a song called I Touch You Jesus or something like that. And it's by this guy named DZK, this crazy satanic rapper out of New York, I think.
I like the sound of that.
Yo, what's up, Tim?
I'm just driving back to my house from Miami. I was out of town for a couple of days, and I stopped at the gas station, and I noticed that Mountain Dew looked like it had a new flavor. It was called Super Noon or Super Noun or
Supernova.
Like that.
Supernova.
It was a purpley color.
Yeah.
I don't know if you've ever heard of it.
Of course I have. Please, come on. Who are you talking
to? Timothy James Ensign, sideshow member Dan from Texas.
Oh, by the way, I got to say thanks to everyone who emailed in about that midget. Remember I was telling you that there was a song that my sister used to have on one of her albums, and at the end there was a midget that would go, da 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 da. Well, a bunch of you emailed me. It is, in fact, Metallica, and the song is called Memory Remains or something like that. So maybe at the end of the show I'll play a little bit of that midget. Actually, it's an old woman. I thought it sounded like a midget. Once again, Tim was wrong.
Timothy James Ensign, sideshow member Dan from Texas calling in. Hey, man, something that's always bothered me is just popped into my mind, and I wanted to know what your views were on it. You've ever gone into a public bathroom to use the urinal? And you get up there, and you notice that for some reason there's not quite as much traction on your shoes. You look down, and there's just urine on the floor.
Yeah, dry, sticky urine.
Guys who don't know how close to stand to the urinal.
Yeah, I mean, you got to sort of excuse that behavior in bars. I know I've missed the urinal a few times in bars, but yeah, like in restaurants and shit, or stores, there's no excuse.
Hey, Timmy Boo, get him Steve Dave here. I'm at the flea market now, just trying to increase the size of my board. And I just want to say I'm really pissed at you because I can't get that stupid heavy rotation going out of my head for Heavy Rotation Thursday.
It's a huge hit.
So, and you know, Tim, it's funny. I've been listening to some old shows because my iPod messed up with
the
new iTunes.
Picking a booger.
It's playing old shows from 2009. And I was just listening to August, and you were talking about how you can't wait to come out with those new T-shirts and everything. So, it's almost a little over a year. But
shut up.
It's good for you, Tim.
That's not too bad, right? For me? Wait a second. Is that it? What is that? I couldn't tell if that grunt was, like, puking or if it's just a guy, like, really pushing hard for a shit. It's a shit. Thank you. It's the morning dump. I don't know what that is. All right, I'll write enough. I should have just stopped at the shit. All right, that is all the time we have on this edition of the show. I want you guys to email me, show@distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-666-OGOD.
Fuck it. Fuck it. Fuck it. Fuck it. Fuck it.
Spread the distortion to all your friends about the podcast. Don't forget to subscribe via iTunes. Rate us, review us, all that good stuff, and we will see you back tomorrow for the Tuesday Grum. Until then, have a great day. Bye, everybody! This one's for the freaks. This one's for the freaks. People like you need to fuck. Need to fuck people like me. This one's for the freaks. For the last day we da 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 da